Hello and welcome to Final Stage Podcast. This is episode 11, should be episode 12, and we just recorded 5 minutes of audio and realized my mic was off because some dick turned it off.
You told me it was off.
I know, but I told you I was going to forget.
You looked at me, turned it off. You were like, it's off. I'm going to forget later. Could have fixed it then.
I could have, but I figured you were just going to do it again. Anyway, it's your fault, you bastard.
Take some responsibility. Should have done preliminary checks.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But still, come on. So yeah, good God. Yeah, this should be episode 11. I mean, it should be episode 12, but it is episode 11. Last week we had some technical difficulties and the podcast didn't sync up right, so it was just kind of inaudible, so I decided not to put it up. So we're going to pull some topics from last week into this week, and hopefully that's all right. What else did I say 5 minutes ago?
Changes coming to the podcast in the upcoming weeks.
Yeah, right. Well, first, we didn't get any viewer questions this week, but if you guys want to ask viewer questions, you can hit our ask button at finalstagepodcast.tumblr.com. You can subscribe to us on YouTube and leave a comment somewhere. I think you can leave it on our main page. Or you can tweet us at finalstagecast. Yeah, about the changes to the podcast. We were thinking about, we discussed this earlier. Twice, because we recorded it once, and we talked about it earlier. We talked about how we want to do a podcast every other week, and in between weeks, we want to do either a Final Stage Let's Rage or a Final Stage Review cast for a new game, and I think that'd be a good idea. Other changes, we wanted to do changes like inside the podcast, like instead of just having news, we could spend like maybe the first 20 minutes. This is so weird because I already said this once. We could spend the first 20 minutes just going through all the news, and then the rest of the podcast could be either an original topic, a viewer topic, or just something, maybe like a themed podcast. Like I said, we could do a favorites episode, just like favorite trailer, favorite series, favorite character, etc. We could do something like that, or just some sort of original thing, because I think news is getting kind of old.
Really old.
For the whole podcast. What do you think, Trent?
Nothing. I mean, those sound like good options.
Yeah.
He's just enjoying actually having his mic on.
Yeah. We all are now. So, did I say anything else before we actually got started last time?
No, probably. I don't know.
No, but I think so. You forgot to mention that we can do those. I forget what our trademark term was, but after E3, the daily coverage.
Recap cast.
Yeah, I just want to remind everyone that we could do, during the days of E3, because it goes on for 3 days straight, at the end of each day we could do a Final Stage recap cast. And then earlier I was like, trademark, and Trent was like, Trentmark. Ah, puns. Anyway, yeah, we could do a recap cast. That's so weird to say fast. After every day, and I was thinking of just like recording from one mic. To make it easier and just to get the content out faster. And also, we are on iTunes. I forgot to say that. I just want to remind everyone that if they search Final Stage Podcast on iTunes, you can subscribe to us there, and I think the podcasts will automatically download to your iPod or iPhone or computer or whatever. So let's get started again into the first topic. EA and Disney's collaboration for Star Wars games.
I think it'll breathe life back into the Star Wars series. Hopefully EA gives the developers creative license just to do what they want, and EA is just the bank.
Yeah.
Not really. Like the overlord that just pushes them.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think EA controls, or they can control, like, deadlines. So even if the game, like, isn't done, they could just be like, oh no, release it. So
yeah.
At least to my knowledge, that's what EA can do. What kind of developers do you think are going to be there for the Star Wars games?
Hopefully BioWare and DICE, just because I think it'd be really cool to see a Star Wars-themed Battlefield.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, or pretty much Battlefront.
Yeah.
Which is what Battlefield is, yeah. Kind of.
Yeah, pretty much, just with just realistic stuff.
Not in first person.
Then either, like, another Knights of the Old Republic. Or, since BioWare did Mass Effect, you could have a Star Wars-themed Mass Effect, which could be cool.
Yeah, that could. They have enough, like, races and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Oh, the Old Republic.
Yeah.
Really? Except, you know, not. But they announced that they were not going to do any... they were not going to actually... We're not going to actually see any games from EA or Disney until 2014. So that gives them a lot of time to either refine what they have from LucasArts or start from scratch. Almost 2 years.
1313 is supposedly going to be done, like, either in the trash can, because they'd either have to start over from scratch or create all new programs to finish the new one. And apparently it would just be easier just to...
Start from scratch. It looked like done to me.
Apparently not. Apparently they just had...
some gameplay.
Trailers. That's it.
Well, we saw some gameplay at E3 last year.
It was just him jumping out of the thing. There was a trailer and a few moments of gameplay. I don't think it was anywhere near done.
Yeah, well, I meant at least gameplay mechanics-wise done. Like, they had cover down, they had shooting down, they had just that stuff. But, I would say for the most part it looked done. I obviously can't tell because we saw, like, 2 minutes total of the game. But, yeah, that kind of sucks that they would have to start from scratch, I think.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know. What else do you think we're going to see from Disney or EA? What kind of Star Wars games?
Do you think the games will coincide with the movies at all?
I really hope not.
Just because Disney owns all of it now.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Would they have the rights to all the older movies?
Well, that's what they bought, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they just bought... I thought they just
bought... They just bought Star Wars, all of it.
They bought all of it.
At least, I think. Unless I'm wrong.
They could make the games canon, and the games could fill in between the movies.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool, but I kind of like seeing all my Star Wars games not related to the movies at all. Just because the Star Wars is it's a cool universe to put games in. So, yeah. Like, they don't even need to coincide with the movies. They could just go on their own. Like Force Unleashed. That's my favorite Star Wars story.
By far. I like, I really like the Old Republic. I like that storyline just because...
The Old Republic or KOTOR?
Old Republic and KOTOR are pretty much in the same timeline.
Oh, okay.
Just because there's, like, a ton of Sith fighting a ton of Jedi.
Yeah.
I just like that.
Yeah, that's cool. Like, wars. Sith Wars. Yeah. Jedi Wars, whatever you want to call it. Star Wars.
Star Wars.
What were you going to say?
Trent and I were talking yesterday when we were playing Supreme Commander that they could make a Star Wars RTS game, which would be so cool. Awesome.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, you got enough races, you got enough units for sure. You can do space battles. Maybe not space battles.
Didn't you have a Star Wars RTS space battle game? Galactic something?
Yeah, it was all right. I've meant like console based and
okay, like Halo Wars.
Yeah, either like Halo Wars or Supreme Commander, or maybe even Command and Conquer. Command and Conquer would be kind of cool, just because, you know, anything where you build a barracks and you can just pump out
units,
anything.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know. I feel like Star Wars can attract some younger kids, so maybe they would make an RTS that's not so free and advanced like Supreme Commander, and Halo Wars was like a dumbed down RTS.
That's what
maybe,
I like it.
Yeah. Maybe somewhere in the middle.
And I'm fine with anything as long as it's not like Clone Wars themed.
Yeah.
Just because.
Oh, the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that show looks pretty kid friendly.
Yeah,
it's very kid friendly.
We all know what happens. Anakin goes bad and he turns into Darth Vader.
Spoiler alert, guys.
Yeah, 30-year-old spoiler alert. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I think it'll be interesting what we do see coming from EA and Disney as a collaborator for games.
Do you know if they're working on games, or are they going to start in 2014 working on them?
If I had to guess, I'd say they're probably working on games.
So we could see stuff E3?
I doubt E3.
Or maybe they won't be allowed to show it.
I don't know. I don't know who is the stricter person here, EA or Disney. I don't know. Unless...
I feel like Disney would be
the more iron or hand.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think maybe Disney... I think the developers would come from Disney, like LucasArts. I think
LucasArts was disbanded, I'm pretty sure. They got rid of the whole team.
They did. But I'm saying, like, I think the developers would come from inside of Disney opposed to inside of EA. Is what I'm saying.
Well, if they're not going to use EA, then why would they be collaborating with EA at all if they're not going to use EA's developers?
EA doesn't develop. They just...
No, but EA owns, like, BioWare and DICE, don't they?
I don't think they own them. I know that they're just developers, and they just publish for them.
Yeah, EA pretty much provides the money, right?
Yeah.
And BioWare and DICE make the games. I mean, if Disney just wanted... If they already have people that make the games, then why would EA even be there?
Yeah.
If not to use BioWare and DICE.
Yeah, I don't know. Good point. I guess only time will tell in this case. I'm not sure. I would enjoy seeing a Star Wars game from DICE, just because I really like DICE. Because they made Mirror's Edge, which is like one of my favorite games. Battlefield. What else did they make?
I don't know. I just know Battlefield.
Yeah, Battlefield, Mirror's Edge. I'm sure there are more that I'm fond of. But, yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll see in 2014. Or maybe they will show something at E3 just to say, like, maybe 1313 is still alive or...
Dead.
Or dead. Or, I don't know. I guess. I'm not sure. We'll find out, I guess. Moving on?
Yeah.
Anything to add on that?
I think we're good.
All right. Next piece of wonderful news. Wii U games are coming to Redbox on May 28th. This was another topic from last week, but it's still applicable because it's not May 28th yet. So if you're a fan of Redbox and a fan of Wii U or an owner, you can pick up Wii U games at Redbox on May 28th. So that's pretty cool. I don't use Redbox, but whatever. I don't really rent games anymore, not since like Blockbuster. I remember the only game that I rented was Digimon World 4, and I would just rent it 1 week to the next for like months at a time. I don't know why I didn't just buy it. I'm sure that would have been a lot easier. That's the only time I really rented games.
Yeah, last time I rented games was for the Nintendo 64.
Yeah, really, it was a long time ago. Mine was GameCube, pretty long ago. Anyone having anything to add? There's not really anything to say.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, just May 28th, Wii U games, Redbox. Be there, be square. Did you guys see the new Wolfenstein trailer? The New Order?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No.
It's on Xbox, like as an ad.
Did either of you play any of the other Wolfensteins?
No. Not the really old ones or not the newer one either.
Have you?
No.
Okay. It sounded like you did, and then you were just going to talk about it.
No.
The trailer only showed mechs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it just showed, like... And then it showed what looked like an arc reactor from Iron Man, except it was red. So that's cool.
It showed, like, a factory and then being built, I'm pretty sure.
And then it shows them in, like, the battlefield. So, I'm not a fan of Wolfenstein. I'm not a fan, I'm not a fan of Wolfenstein. I'm sure that made no sense to anyone. But
not a fan, but I'm not a fan.
Whatever. Not a fan. People that think like me will know what I mean. Like no one.
Yeah.
What were you going to say? You look like you had something hurtful to say.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I'm glad you kept it to yourself. Myself. Anyone have anything to add on Wolfenstein?
No.
The new I might order. Give it a try. I like mech games.
You going to rent it?
I like Mech Assault.
Yeah, I don't. No, I'm not gonna rent it from on Wii U from Redbox, for sure. But yeah, no, I don't think. You know, I've never played a Wolfenstein game in my life. I don't know why I'd start now.
I don't know.
Other than if, unless I was a huge fan of mechs.
I just remember when my one friend was over my one friend's house, and I was over there at the same time.
Yeah.
With the original Xbox, they were playing a game called Mech Assault, and I was like, "This is so cool."
Yeah, I think it was also out for PC.
Yeah, I might give it a look.
Yeah, I mean, mechs, it's worth a shot, because mechs are pretty badass. Anything to add?
No, I think we can move on to Saints Row 4 trailer, or not trailer, 6 minutes of gameplay, yeah, which was gameplay pretty, pretty wob wob wob.
Yeah, it was awesome. Pretty cool.
Made me want to pre-order it.
Yeah. What were your favorite parts from the trailer for you?
I don't know. The powers thing is cool, and I hope that they have more powers than what they showed.
Yeah,
but the probably. Cool guns, the wub-wub gun.
The dubstep gun.
I mean, who wouldn't want to play with that, run around as Uncle Sam, and either, like, inflate people till they blow up, or just shoot gun. Music at them?
I wonder if you inflate people and then stop shooting them, if they stay inflated.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Just inflate everyone running around with a giant-ass head.
Yeah, I love how their eyes just popped right before they popped.
Yeah.
It was really funny.
I don't know, but I would keep the trigger down with a dubstep gun and just run around.
Yeah, I know. It was some good dubstep too.
I really hope that you have to work for the powers and you don't like just
achieve them.
Yeah, because I would, because they seem really overpowered, and I would,
yeah,
I would want to work for them, but
like Crackdown, like slowly kinda rank them up.
The one thing that I didn't get, because they never explained it, even though they said they would, was they like, we're in the virtual world. And we'll explain that later. But they never did. So I don't understand why you're in a virtual world.
I think it's, they're in like a virtual world and then aliens invade. I know they're aliens.
Yeah.
But I don't know about the virtual world thing. I don't think they explained that. What else was in it other than the dubstep gun, the inflate gun, and powers?
Customizing your weapons, their looks, along with their stats.
That's really cool. The guitar cannon, the guitar rocket launcher, whatever you want to call it.
I still wanted to know what the Super 6 was.
Yeah, I don't even know. Maybe it was like a giant revolving rocket. That'd be cool.
That would've been cool.
Yeah. That should make
I feel like that game awesome. Is just all about customization, and then they just keep bumping it up, which I like customizing.
Okay. The only problem, it's not even a problem that I have, the only strange thing that I noticed was, it looks exactly like, if you showed me that, I'd be oh, cool, Saints Row 3 DLC.
Yeah.
But I guess it's an entire new game, which is cool. It seems like they're putting as much as they can into it to make it a new experience, opposed to DLC for Saints Row 3. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you said you've never seen the takedowns before. Obviously, powers.
Well, they're probably just new takedown animations, because there are takedowns in
New animations 3. Is what I meant. Yeah, I don't really know what else.
The Mech Assault minigame. They're adding mechs.
That's pretty cool.
I wonder what's going to take the place of the big purple melee weapon.
The dildo?
Yeah.
Like how you're trying to get around it. It's a giant dildo. It'll be back. I'm sure.
Customize with different colors.
Yeah. Never mind. No, I don't want to think about that.
No.
I don't know what else. What else we could talk about on Saints Row 4 than the fact that it looks insanely over the top, which is exactly what they're shooting for.
Do you know if it's going to be on new gen consoles or what?
Isn't it scheduled for summer? This summer?
Yeah.
So I doubt it.
Oh yeah, never mind.
Yeah. No, it does. It doesn't even look next gen, or just next gen, I guess. Now.
I'm not sure if the graphics are better or not, but
they looked exactly the same.
They looked the same.
I'm sure if you saw a side-by-side comparison, maybe something was different. I would assume they would look
hopefully better, but I'm not sure.
Either better or at least different, like running animations or something. I don't know. But I think they need to do more than what they're doing to make it an entire new experience.
Yeah.
Like, because it just looks like Saints 3 to me. Like, obviously you saw a difference from Saints 2 from Saints 1 and Saints 3 from Saints 2, but this just looks like Saints 3 to me. Which is all right. But
Is it all right?
But if they want to make it an entire new experience, they should change, or at least try to change more than what they are.
Well, maybe they reach that level where they're comfortable, where they don't want to lose that Saints look, because that's maybe what people like.
And then they're just building off what they have.
Yeah, that cartoonish.
Yeah, if it ain't broke,
don't
fix it.
Because then people might be like, oh, why'd they change it? Now it looks like garbage.
Yeah, it's true. I'm not a Saints fan, so I can barely talk about it. I mean, I don't not like Saints. But
wait, are you a fan or are you not a fan of Saints?
I'm not a fan, but I'm just not a fan. I'm not a fan.
I'm not a fan, and I'm not a fan. I could be a Saints fan. If someone gave me the game, I'd play it. Anyone have anything to add on Saints?
Looks fun, really.
I would have liked to see the DLC weapon get shot.
Oh,
you mean the America gun.
I wonder if
America.
It, like, all of it just shoots at once and it's just...
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it all fires at full cylinders.
I'm sure it's mayhem.
Yeah. America gun.
Yeah.
And the screaming eagle jet. That's pretty funny. We talked about that last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which means we didn't talk about it on the podcast.
We talked about it 2 weeks ago, because I remember I was there.
Okay, yeah, that's right. That's right. But if you pre-order Saints Row 4, you get the America gun, which is a bunch of different guns mashed into one. The Uncle Sam outfit and the Screaming Eagle Jet, I think, right?
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. Anything to add? If wrap it up there.
Doesn't really do with Saints Row, but just as a side note for GTA 5, they bring jets back. I want
jets.
I hope they are.
Well, they're advertising a lot of planes and stuff, so that's cool. Like, I know in the trailer, the most recent trailer, the trailer for Trevor, the insane guy, he's like standing on a plane wing shooting, and then he just falls off. I don't know, but I think you're going to be able to fly again, because that's, everyone really wanted that in GTA 4.
No, and, you got over helicopters.
Yeah, but hopefully, that'll be fun in multiplayer.
Oh, God.
Flying planes into each other and then bailing. Hopefully. We can only hope.
Hope and pray.
Yeah. So moving on to Watch Dogs. You saw like half of it, right? You came in when we were watching it.
Yeah, I saw the part where it looked like they were on security cameras and the guy was getting beat up. And then I watched them steal the car and escape the cops.
And I think the security camera thing where you saw the guy get either shot or beat up was they were just stressing that random things happen. Like if you hack into a random security camera, you may see a crime and you can stop it if you want. I think that was just one of the things. Like how the last trailer we saw, there was he stopped a conflict between an ex-husband and an ex-wife or girlfriend or something. And then that led into like a chase. So just random cool things can happen in that game. What else happened in the trailer? Bullet time. Seemed pretty cool. Or focus mode. That's pretty cool. If there's any slow motion in a third-person shooter, first-person shooter, I'm down. It's just really cool to me. Like, if you can see the bullets flying, then you can dodge them. That's pretty cool, I think. And I think they said that about GTA 5. The main character, Michael, if he's in a gunfight, he can slow down time. Maybe.
Is this Watch Dogs, or did you say GTA 5?
I transitioned to GTA 5. I know in GTA 5, each of the characters have their own power. Like, Michael can slow down time in gunfights. Franklin can slow down time in driving, while driving. And then Trevor goes into, like, a rage mode. Deals more damage, takes less. Obviously, because he's a nut job.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. But in Watch Dogs, it just... it did a little bit of gunfight. He infiltrated a base, and in the gameplay video, they compared it to Far Cry 3. And they're both Ubisoft, so that's whatever. It was cool in Far Cry 3, so I assume it'll be cool in this. Like how on a minimap, there's a little red area, and if you infiltrate the base and clear it out, it'll be like a safe area, I think. That's what it was in Far Cry 3, right?
You could use your... you could hack stuff if you hacked the mainframe.
In
the red area. In Watch Dogs.
Yeah. I thought you meant Far Cry 3. I was like, I don't remember that. I don't think you even could do that. But, yeah, that's pretty much what it was in Watch Dogs. Like, you just clear out the area and it becomes a little safe place.
They also use that concept in Assassin's Creed games when you would take out Templar forts.
Right, and then you do the Eagle Points, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As Ubisoft just taking off their own ideas. Which is all right. You know, whatever. If it ain't broke,
don't
port it to another game. What did you like from the Watch Dogs trailer, Trent?
I don't know. It seemed pretty cool. Like, you could just run in a certain direction, and they developed this tool, so each, like, little scenarios will just play out differently. Like, you... like for the security camera instance, you could stop someone mugging someone, and I don't think that was scripted, which was cool.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that's just going on.
Yeah, definitely for an open world game too. I think that's a cool addition. What else? The car chase was pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know. Driving in those sandbox games is a mixed bag for me. I don't like driving in Saints Row.
Yeah, it's way too, like...
It's way too assisted. Like, drifting is way too easy.
Yeah.
Drifting is really hard in GTA.
Yeah, you have to have the right car for that.
Yeah. And I don't know. I guess we'll see in Watch Dogs, but, I mean, it looked good.
Yeah.
When he was drifting in the, like, sports car at the end, he slowed down a lot, so I don't know if he was braking or if he was trying to drift, but we'll see. I like driving in those games.
Yeah, definitely.
That's just my favorite part. I'll just drive around for hours.
Yeah.
But, well, if the driving's good, I'll definitely get it.
Really? That's the main selling point for you?
Oh, it's a big selling point.
Yeah, yeah, if, like, driving is not broken.
Yeah.
But I liked how he could use focus mode while in the car. So he could, like, use pillars to come up and stop cops. Did you see that?
No.
Like, he was driving by, and he used his phone or whatever he hacks with, and, like, pillars came out of the ground, and the cops just smashed into them. And I think he was messing with stoplights and stop signs. So that's pretty cool. Just cool stuff like that where you can do on the fly is pretty badass.
You don't have to stop and think about it.
Yeah, just do it. Anything else to add on Watch Dogs?
Don't think so.
Moving on to Pokemon X and Y gameplay. You could talk about this, Trent, right?
What? Why?
What was it?
Why? You could talk about why.
Yeah, I'll talk about why. It's correct.
I'll talk about X. Just because, I don't know, you're a Pokemon fan.
I guess. I mean, really, if people are playing it, then I'll play it.
Yeah. Like, I proposed another, like I said a couple summers ago, my cousin and I, Max, I bought Soul Silver and he bought Heart Gold, and then we battled throughout the summer and I just lost. But anyway, it was fun, so I proposed we should do that again. So you should get Soul Silver. Or Heart Gold, or one that can play it. I don't know. Can Soul Silver play with White and stuff?
I assume the other ones can play together, but I'm not positive.
I don't know, because I remember I had a really old Pokemon game that I wanted to transfer to my new one to beat Max, which didn't work anyway. But I had to transfer it to Chido, and then Chido had to transfer it to me, from like Platinum or something. Is that the game you have?
I have, like, all of them up to, like, green and red. Green and the new red, or whatever.
Leaf Green?
Yes.
Was that for the DS? Because I swear you had one for the DS.
Oh, I have,
Diamond?
Crystal?
I have no idea.
Was that? No, I don't maybe know. It was Diamond and Pearl.
Okay.
I have Diamond.
Okay. Because I remember you helped me transfer my good starter so I could beat Max, and it didn't work. But anyway, I propose we should do that again, and... Because that'd be fun. So you should get Soul Silver. Unless you can already play with Soul Silver, in which case, go for it. I mean, play against Soul Silver.
I might look into getting a 3DS.
Just get it used for like 20, 15 bucks.
A 3DS?
I was talking about Soul Silver.
Okay. Yeah, 3DSs are cool. I mean, I really want a XL.
Get an XL. He'll be really jealous.
Why did you cuff that?
I mean, cuff shit.
What? Never mind. Evan, why did you cover your mouth? Just had to get the point across.
Know. Yeah.
Okay.
Theatrics.
Hey, whatever. Whatever works. But yeah, I don't know. If you 3DSs are cool. I like mine. Jackson has it right now. I was supposed to get it the other day, but I forgot it at his house again. But yeah, I'd go for an XL, because I think they're cheaper now. And I think if you trade in your old DS, it can go towards a new one. But I don't know about a first generation, like as big as a notebook, the one that you have. I don't know about that. But I'm sure you can look into it.
Yeah, we'll see. I can get Soul Silver, though.
Yeah.
Or unless, Heart Gold.
Unless yours can already play against it, then why bother? Unless you want a 3DS that bad, in which case, go for it. Anyway, Pokemon X and Y, there was a new trailer release showing off combat, which was pretty cool, I thought. And he was riding one. He was riding, like, a Ram Pokemon. I wasn't kidding.
Nope.
Yeah. He was riding it, but That'd be awesome to ride a Pokemon into battle. Anyway, the battle, that's mainly what the trailer showed, right?
Yeah, it showed like the, what I'm guessing is the three starter Pokemon.
Yeah, and some other ones.
In a very Pokemon Stadium style.
Yeah, which was really cool. I liked it. Yeah. Like, they showed, yeah, just battle. And the one, you assume it was Bubble Beam. It was a beam of bubbles.
Yeah.
And it hit the one, and it just looked like, yeah, it looked like Pokemon Stadium, which is cool. Because it's definitely pulling away from the classic turn-based. Oh, obviously, it's still turn-based, but
the 2D, one guy above the other.
Yeah, exactly.
Style.
What'd you think about it?
It looked cool. I mean, they were doing a lot of stuff. I don't know about the new type.
Oh, yeah. Fairy. We should talk about it. Fairy type. Yeah, I think it's rumored around that the new type is fairy type, which would explain the new Eevee, which I, what's it called? Espeon? I probably made that up.
No, I think you're thinking of Espeon, which was like the dark type.
Yeah.
I don't know. I forget what it was.
Yeah, I don't know either. If I restart my Pokemon save data, I'm definitely going to get an Eevee, because I did not know there were that many Eevee transformations in Soul Silver.
I think there's one for Almond. No, there's not. Never mind.
What?
I thought Dragon there was type one Eevee. Forever. No.
That'd be cool, though.
There's a good many.
Yeah. Like, there's... Yeah. I don't feel like going into it right now, but there are a lot. But that'll be cool. It showed... Yeah, it just showed battle, really. Do you think that they shouldn't do that? Like, they shouldn't change the battle? Do you think they should keep it the 2D? Or do you like the new format?
I don't know. The new format might be cool. As long as you can, like, skip it, just because I know whenever I would play, I would just be like, I've seen this so many fucking times.
Yeah.
Just be playing, like...
Mash the A game,
and just, oh my god. Just
yeah. Can you skip it in the newer ones?
You can't skip anything. That's what I like about Fire Emblem. If you want to skip a battle, you can just, like, start and just...
Yeah, quick battle. If you know you're gonna win.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think I really liked Pokemon Stadium, but I really liked it for like the mini game battles.
Mini games were the best part.
Yeah,
like even in college, when I was at school, yeah. Someone had a Nintendo 64, and we still played the Pokemon Stadium mini games.
The one I was unbeatable at was the
Yo
Yo. No, not that one. The Lickitung one. Is that what you're talking about? No, not that one.
Ratatatoss.
No, I was good at Ratatatoss.
The one where the Rattatas, like threw the snakes around the ring, around the Diglett.
Oh, okay.
Or the Rattata race. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's what I was remembering. And I was like, I don't remember tossing Rattatas.
No.
But no, the one where you would harden, like they throw boulders, and you were either
you literally had to hold the A button for like a millisecond to win.
I was really good at that. Oh, what were the names of those Pokemon?
Green cocoon? Hard one and yellow hard one.
Yeah, something cocoon. I don't know. Kakuna.
Kakuna sounds right. Yeah, I don't know what the B one was.
Metapod.
That was the green one.
That was the green one.
Kakunamon. Sounds like a Digimon. But anyway, yeah, I was really good at that one. I just like that one. And you know, the battling was cool too. They gave you all 151 Pokemon off the bat.
That'd be kind of cool if they introduced. Maybe another simple Pokemon console game. Because I remember I could transfer my Pokemon from Pokemon Blue into Pokemon Stadium. And I was like, this is so cool.
I know.
I have my level 99 Mewtwo in here, and I'm kicking ass.
Yeah, they could totally do that. They could totally do it with the 3DS and the Wii U.
That would work.
They have so many options with the 3DS and the Wii U, and I hope they implement them in the future. Like Brawl, that'd be fucking awesome. I think it was rumored that... the main Nintendo characters would be in the next Smash Brothers for the Wii U, and then the less canon ones or less popular ones would be on the 3DS one. So I don't even know. I don't know who would be that, but I'm sure you could crossplay with the two systems. I would imagine that would be the thing to do, because if you didn't, that'd be dumb.
All I know is I can't wait for that game to come out.
I know, right? I'm gonna have people over every day. Because I'm the only one with a Wii. Oh, no, right, Trent bought a Wii U.
Oh, no, I'm the only one.
That's awesome, man, because online is fixed, I'm sure.
Maybe.
Fixed from Wii, because, you know, it was lagtastic back then. But yeah, so that'll be cool. What are we talking about? Pokemon X and Y. Yeah, if you want to see the trailer, go look it up. It's pretty cool. It looks fun. I don't know if I'll get it or not. So you going to get it, the new Pokemon X and Y? X or Y?
I doubt it.
No? I wish all my friends had 3DSs.
It's more like a peer pressure thing. People play it.
I'll get it, and then Chido will get it, and then Jackson will get it. No.
He doesn't have a 3DS.
Yeah.
Well, he pretty much owns Paul's 3DS.
Yeah, I'll get it back. It's cool.
But it'd be cool if you could play with the Wii Pad in 3DS.
On Pokemon, you mean?
Yeah, just for all games, it would be cool.
Like, yeah.
If you could play with.
I agree. I'm glad they updated Monster Hunter to be able to play on the gamepad. Yeah. I haven't played it since then, but I really want to get back into Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
We'll do it soon. Because I want to take on the higher rank monsters. Anyway. Yeah, I wish all my friends had 3DSs. Like, because... I mean, you have a 3DS. But I wish, like, Chido had a 3DS, which may happen, apparently. Because, like, with all the new games coming out, like Mario Kart... Or not Mario Kart. Mario Party. How it's, like, classic Mario Party, not Mario Party 9 Mario Party. But, yeah, like, we could all play together. And then if Bud had a 3DS... I don't know why Bud doesn't have a 3DS. Like, he's a huge Nintendo fan. I guess he just doesn't like portable gaming. Which, whatever. I'm sure if someone gave him a 3DS, he wouldn't complain, but... Yeah, I think it would just be cool if, like, all my friends had 3DSs, and then we'd be able to play, like, Mario Kart, Mario Party, Pokemon...
I wish all my friends were exactly like me, and then we would get along so well.
I think we've said this before. I wish there was, the world was just a bunch of me's, and I could play with myself. Fuck you guys. I mean, 3DS play with myself. Whatever. So, screw you guys.
You should just stop.
Yeah, I just stick in my
home. Piss me, bro.
No. Fuse demo. Moving on to the Fuse demo. We're done talking about me. We all downloaded the Fuse demo, right?
Yep. Well, I would hope so. We all played it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What'd you guys think of it overall?
I thought it was real fun.
Yeah, it seems fun.
Yeah.
Good.
It seemed really easy. Like, really easy.
Their special weapons seem really overpowered.
Yeah. Like, right when I upgraded mine to, like, multi-person, I was the girl with the gun that could crystallize people, and it would basically link crystal. So if I killed one person and there was, like, three more guys near him, it would just, and he would spread out to them so they would all turn to crystals. But yeah, it was pretty easy, and it wouldn't let us change from normal mode to hard mode or hardest. So I'm sure it'll be harder if in the actual game. But it's four-player co-op. There's a character for each person, four-man characters, and they all have special powers and special guns. Like, the girl I was had the crystal gun. You had the,
shield reflector gun thing.
Yeah. Chido had the black hole gun.
The black hole gun, and I got to use the, crossbow weapon.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, you could just shoot anything. Yeah. And you could shoot, like, four bolts and press RB, and all four bolts would explode.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you hit RB and all the bolts. Well, you shot him. It turned out differently, because if you headshotted someone with a bolt, it, like, took their head off. But if you stuck the bolt in them and then press RB, they just exploded everywhere.
Cool. I really like the voice actors for that game. It's really good. And I know Steve Bloom's in that game, too. I think he's the villain, which is just a plus. There was something I wanted to say about Fuse as a whole.
That it looks a lot like Syndicate.
Yeah. Right, yeah, I wanted to say what it's if you combine Syndicate with Uncharted with Gears of War, this would be the game. Because it's like third-person over-the-shoulder shooter, platformer like Uncharted, like you climb pipes and walls and stuff like that. And Syndicate, it's like the cooperative play.
And Syndicate was real fun with... They did co-op real well in Syndicate.
Yeah, they did. I know... It was a short game, I think, right?
It was too short.
Yeah. I don't think I beat it. I think
not
I didn't.
Not the single-player campaign, probably.
Yeah. I think that was pretty long. It was an alright story, but it wasn't, like, award-winning. But it was still good. I remember we did the co-op campaign pretty fast, and there were, like, 10 or 12 missions. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've replayed a couple missions
Yeah.
I forget why we replayed them. I don't know if it was for disconnects or if... I think was there a scoring system that we were going for?
I think. It was like the team system was really cool because you could create a team. You could create a syndicate.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. I forget what our name was.
I forget.
All I remember was I kept getting nagged at, I want to be the founder.
Yeah, I know. Everyone wanted to be the founder of that. And it, like, we'd all try to do it and it wouldn't work, and then it worked for you, and then, you know, whatever. But what else? In Syndicate. The co-op was fun. But yeah, I just wish there was a horde mode of some sort.
I would have liked... With the gameplay and the co-op, I think I would have liked to have held out against a large number of enemies instead of just running through. I mean, there were the boss enemies that would come up in the co-op every so often, which were pretty difficult, but I feel like a horde mode would have fit in very well.
Yeah, like they had the heavy enemies to do it, like just send in 5 flamethrower guys. What were you going to say?
If you could build, like, turrets and raise barriers and stuff like that.
That'd be awesome. Syndicate 2, guys. It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Does anyone have anything to add
on? Oh, you mean Watch Dogs?
Right. Really. Yeah. It's pretty much the same system for hacking stuff. Does anyone have anything to add on Fuse?
No.
It was cool.
Hope we all get it, because it looks fun enough.
Yeah. The demo's out on Xbox Live if anyone wants to go check it out. Right. Does anyone have anything to add on any topics? We can revisit some. Or, you know.
We spent 2.5 hours fixing a capture card today, so Let's Rage is going to be coming out soon.
Yeah.
Maybe tonight.
We got...
We play Sunday.
Yeah, we can record tonight. I don't know about releasing tonight. But, we spent a lot of time fixing a capture card, so it's not the best quality, but it's watchable.
It's a start.
Yeah. The only bad thing was... the amount of lag. I don't know if you call that lag, but like input delay, because we tried to play a match of Tekken and it was delayed real bad. So we'll see. We'll try to figure it out. I'm sure there's a setting to fix that somewhere.
Yeah, there's a way. I mean, then again, we were playing it on my computer desktop, which might not have the best graphics card, frame rate, all that kind of stuff. So
yeah. So, I don't know. We'll figure it out. But, yeah. So, we fixed the capture card, so we can now play Xbox games on Let's Rage. So, that'll be an interesting addition. Like I said, we want to switch the podcast schedule to every other week and then have a Let's Rage or a ViewCast in between. So, if anyone has a real problem with that, you can let us know. And we will ignore it. And do it anyway. But, if anyone has any input on a schedule, you can let us know, and we'll check it out. Yes, viewer questions, I just want to repeat, you can find us... What?
Yes!
Yes, viewer questions. If you want to ask us a viewer question or submit a viewer topic, you can go to finalstagepodcast.tumblr.com and click the ask/topic button, and it'll go right to our inbox. Where you can subscribe on YouTube, leave us a comment, or you can tweet us at Final Stagecast. Yep, we wrapping up.
I think we're good to sign off.
All right, thanks for listening. Peace out.